Raiden Hall is our lay reader.
Today's scripture reading is Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 27. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who will have the first redemption of our bodies. For in hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen in not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we will wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that the Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep of words, and God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Braden. You know, such a beautiful piano play. Thank you, Julia, again. And let's turn around and look who's here, who's not, who's traveling. So let's look at one another and give a air hug. Good to see you all who are live streaming. Good to see you. If I choose one among many things that I personally enjoyed during the past 2 years in Lynchburg, it would be walking the trail. I devoted my walking time as a personal walk with the Lord, sometimes meditating on the word, and sometimes praying in my heart. I have tried to walk almost every day for about an hour, if the weather permits. What a joy to begin the day meeting delightful people, whether they walk or ride a bike or run. Sometimes their dogs also seem to recognize me and often give me a big smile. Sometimes I run into brave deers that don't seem afraid of people. Rather, they watch me and even make eye contact with me until I pass them. Wow. Another thing that always brings me joy is the chicken clucking. Can you believe it? Chicken clucking whenever I pass about 1 mile. The funny thing is that I can hear the chicken clucking at any time, whether in the early morning or in the afternoon or in the late afternoon. Wow, what's that? So far, I have seen a snake 3 times. The first encounter was with a fairly large black snake in a puddle by the trail after rain. I screamed and ran away. Even now, every time I pass that point, I cautiously watch out. The other two encounters, I was able to pass safely after being warned by other trail walkers. I prefer to walk early in the morning because I feel more refreshed and energized. It has been scientifically proven that if you are exposed to forest, it can boost your immune system because of the phytoncide effect. Phytoncide is a substance emitted by plants and trees and generally means the aroma of the forest. The benefits of forest therapy may be difficult to fully explain with only phytoncides, but most likely the green scenery, soothing sounds of waterfalls and streams, and natural aroma of wood, plants, and flowers in these complex ecosystems all play a part. Forest therapy is a good example of how our own health is dependent on the health of our natural environment. Many environmental scholars warn that unless each country cooperates to improve the global environment, soon we will reach a disastrous situation. Scientists agree that the Earth's rising temperatures are fueling longer and hotter heat waves, more frequent droughts, wildfires, heavier rainfall, and more powerful hurricanes. And in an alarming sign of events to come, Antarctica has been losing about 134 billion metric tons of ice, I cannot imagine, per year since 2002. This rate could speed up if we keep burning fossil fuels at our current pace. Some experts say causing sea levels to rise several meters over the next 50 and 250 years. This is why the oceanic urban construction is emerging as a new alternative for the future, in the fear that current islands may become inundated in the near future. Also, many pioneering entrepreneurs are turning to the space industry. Their goal is to build factories in space and furthermore to build a space city. Maybe Taylor and Braden will travel to space one day. No, you don't like it? Okay. Although these natural disasters are caused by environmental pollution on the Earth, the Bible says that more fundamental causes are resulting from human corruption and sin. Then how does human sin relate to nature? Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 says, God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Therefore, human beings are responsible for taking care of nature and creatures as stewards of all creation. But since Adam's fall, human beings became a slave to sin, and they recklessly developed the earth and selfishly damaged nature. Moreover, because God cursed the earth with humans, all creatures lost the order and beauty that God gave them when God created them. As a result, both human beings and creatures had to live a life of this kind of suffering we are facing right now. As I walk along the trail, I can see some nice tall trees, but sometimes I also see many of them wrapped around by parasitic vines. Whenever I see such trees, it is as if I can hear them groaning, asking to remove those parasitic vines so that trees can breathe and grow freely. In today's text, the Apostle Paul speaks of three kinds of groaning that we must hear in the Word: the groaning of creation, the groaning of believers, and the groaning of the Holy Spirit. Let's look at these three groanings to help us to carry out our responsibilities as the stewards of all creation. First, there is the groaning of the creation. In Genesis chapter 1, when God created heaven and earth and all the creatures in it, God saw they were all good. This means that God was expecting human beings, nature, animals, plants, and minerals to harmonize, help each other, and live happily. However, we live in a frustrating world, don't we? Nothing works the way it is supposed to. As human sciences and civilization advance, the seas, rivers, and land have become more polluted. In addition, the modern consumption culture is making the earth a dumpster. Do you think God would still say it is good if he saw the earth we live in today? And even today, the whole universe is still groaning in pain. Open the newspaper every morning, and you will read about heat waves, storms, tornadoes, and flooding that are related to global warming on top of the pandemic. This is not the world as God meant it to be. This is a world full of pain, suffering, and death. Paul says in verse 22, we know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Therefore, whenever we hear of natural disasters, we must realize that all creation is groaning in their suffering. This groaning is a lamentation of nature, eagerly waiting when the Lord returns to earth to restore the contaminated earth. Until then, We must work hard to preach the gospel, to bring unbelievers to saving grace, and we also should live a life of preserving the ecosystem of plants and animals to make the world more beautiful and livable by taking care of the nature God has entrusted to us. Amen? Amen. Second, there is the groaning of the believers. Verse 23 says, not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. Even though we believe in Jesus Christ, we are still on the journey of sanctification until we are glorified, when our Lord returns to judge the unbelieving world. So we are groaning because we are still under the power of death and sin and fall into sins. Moreover, when we see people in this world who still reject Jesus Christ, who we cannot help but groan. Every time we hear sad news about natural disasters, we ought to pray to God, oh God, protect this earth and nature that are groaning due to humanity's reckless development. Let's trust our Lord, who will return to this world and restore all creation in response to our prayers of the believers. Next, what is the third groaning in the text? Holy Spirit, good. There is the groaning of the Holy Spirit. Verse 26 in the NIV version writes, in the same way, the Spirit helps in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Isn't it nice to know that the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses? Have you ever been in a situation so desperate that you couldn't pray? Have you ever been so emotionally exhausted that you tried to pray, but the words wouldn't come out? Don't worry. The Holy Spirit will pray for you. In your weakness, he is strong. When you cannot speak, he speaks for you. In your weakness, he will intercede for us. We may sometimes pray selfishly according to our lust, but the Holy Spirit, who is one of triune God himself, will pray in accordance with God's will for us. There's a gifted young man. He graduated from college with excellent grades and was admitted to the Vanderbilt Law School. He planned to become a lawyer following his father's career as a famous lawyer. The next day after his graduation, he was driving to Eastern Tennessee mountain range to meet his girlfriend. After driving for a while, the frequency of the radio was changed by chance. and the local religious broadcast was coming out on the radio. It was a sermon of a pastor whose name was unknown. Eventually, the pastor's words came to his mind and gradually began to shake his soul. He grew up in a Christian family and went to church every Sunday until high school. But he stopped attending the church when he went to college. The pastor of the broadcast repeated the phrase, "Why not try God again? Why not try God again?" more than dozens of times in his sermon. While he was listening to the sermon, he felt that someone was groaning from deep within his heart. By the time the pastor's sermon was over, the young man had parked the car on the roadside. The sunshine between the trees seemed to open up a new path to him, as if someone was calling him to come to it. He sat down on a mountain hill and fell in deep thought for 2 hours. And he realized that he had lived for only his lust. He decided to give up on going to law school and went back to his hometown, devoting himself to a faithful life. Then, 1 year later, he went to the seminary and eventually became a pastor. This young man is Dr. Duke McCall, who became the top leader of Southern Baptists. Pastor McCall emphasized that it is important for us to focus on the groaning of the Holy Spirit, who is shaking our souls and calling for his ministry. Dear congregants, when you go out of the sanctuary after the service, or today after the charge conference, look up at the sky and look around you and try to listen to what kinds of groaning you are hearing. Do you hear the groaning of nature? Trees, flowers, birds, any animals? Please take time to look at your family, neighbors, friends, and even those you randomly meet in your day, and try to listen to their groaning if possible. And try to listen to the groaning of the Holy Spirit in you whenever you encounter the Word of God through sermons, your daily devotions, and your prayers. Bring those groanings to the Lord and intercede for them. May God bless you all as you dedicate yourself to become a faithful steward of all creation that God has made for the glory of Himself. God's people say, amen, amen. Amen.